The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cock, lock, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. I'm broadcasting via the POTS network, plain old telephone service network. And the reason I'm doing that is we had a small explosion in Studio A. I temporarily hooked up the batteries to the UPS, and we had a some kind of an event here, power failure, and there was an explosion. There's sulfuric acid fumes all over the studio, so I can't broadcast from the studio today. John Reagan's with me, and we're doing it both on the telephone. He's in Studio D, Dallas area. I'm in Mrs. Finelli's office at her desk, and I want to let you know that tonight we've got a meetup. Meetup is at 4:45 to 8 o'clock, Jimmy's Egg, Springfield, Missouri. You are welcome, of course, unless you're a politician. So if you'd like to come, we'd love to have you. Aaron Dakin's broadcaster right here on Genesis Communications will be with us via teleseminar. She's going to be talking about veterinarian medicine. She's going to be talking about what antibiotics are available for animals that are also used by humans. I'm going to be talking about that and the availability of them, how to store them, and so forth. So that's Aaron Dakin, the Truth Traveler, right here on Genesis from 10 to midnight Central Time. She's going to be with us tonight at Jimmy's Egg via teleseminar. She's in Indiana. We're in Missouri. And I wanted to mention something else. On Saturday and Sunday in Springfield, Missouri, there's an expo. It's called the Patriots and Preppers and Patriots Expo. I'll be there, and I'll be speaking at 3 o'clock on how big are the lies, just how big are these lies. And the reason I'm going to be teaching that seminar is the lies are so fantastic that when the Internet is not available, you will probably be subjected to lies that are just unbelievable. And you're going to have to be able to figure it out for yourself. Are they lying to us? Or are they telling us the truth, or is it a hybrid of both? So I'm going to teach a seminar for about an hour on how big the lies are and some of the lies that you've been led to believe. So that will be at the expo in Springfield, Missouri, the DoubleTree. That's Saturday and Sunday. I'll be speaking Saturday at 3 o'clock in the large seminar area, wherever that is. So I'm looking forward to that, and I've been allowed to invite some of my friends and other instructors. Now, of course, John Reagan would be there if he were in Springfield, Missouri, but he's in Dallas, so I don't think he's going to be there. You're certainly welcome to come, John, if you'd like to be there with us. John Dollarhite's going to be there. He's going to be talking about body armor. So if you want to learn about body armor, John Dollarhite will be talking about that. Judy Dollarhite will be there. She's going to be bringing down the multimillion-dollar rabbit hole book that she wrote, and it's about the attack on the Dollarhite family, the attack by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, where they fined them $6 million, and the Dollarhite family told the USDA to stuff it. And, of course, the USDA ultimately went away. So she wrote that about that in her book. She'll be there, and she'll have Berkey water filters at the lowest price in the country, guaranteed, absolutely guaranteed. She will not be undersold, no question about that. Ken Hurley will be there. He'll be talking about Kyani Nitro Extreme and the Kyani products. Tim Starks will be there, representing the CSPOA, and he'll have some storm shelter information. And Len Pence will be there for Gardening Revolution. So those are a few of the USAPrepares.com instructors who I've been allowed to invite to this expo. Now, this is not our expo. you'll see a number of your instructors there. Lynette Pate will be there, and so many others. So I think you'll have a great time at this expo. I'm looking forward to it. And, John, I was talking about electricity. So, you know, in preparation for this election at the Laclede Electric Cooperative Board of Directors, I decided I would just talk about electricity over the years. Now, in my research, I was trying to have it correlate to what I remember. I remember seeing electric bills for our family on the East Coast in the 1950s. I was a very small child, but I remember seeing them. And my parents didn't hide that stuff from me. Some parents did, but mine didn't. $17. $17 was a typical monthly electric bill for our family. 1-7. Right? Well, in my research over the weekend, I found that a typical electric bill in that period of time was $20 a month. 20. Those were the days that we were learning about nuclear energy. I attended a seminar at a very young age. Isaac Asimov was my instructor, a world-renowned physicist. And I learned about the atom and the atomic age and the nuclear age. And I remember commercials and advertisements on the radio and so forth about, you know, atomic energy. And it's so great. You will be able to run your home for pennies a year. Pennies a year. It's going to be so cheap, so safe, so affordable. We need to go with this atomic energy. Well, we have it. We've got the atomic energy right now, and our electric bills on average in the United States are $400 a month, 20 times what they were at the average of $20 a month back in the 1950s. Those are the facts.
Is the progress great?
John, you know, you're probably old enough to remember those commercials for atomic energy, aren't you? You know, how we're going to live clean. We're going to have clean, cheap, affordable energy. It's just going to be almost free. Do you remember that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I also remember the commercials from Southwestern Bell. We may be the only phone company in town, but we try not to act like it. It's good for a laugh every time.
Yeah. So $20 a month for electricity. Now, I know a lot of people would say, well, that's pretty reasonable. And that's really, really, really inexpensive. As a matter of fact, the cost of having a meter in many locations is over $10 a month just to have a meter to tell you how much your electric consumption was. Right? $10 to have the meter. That's without using electricity. Just $10 for the meter. Okay. And if you wonder why, and I've got, and maybe after the election on two Fridays from now, I'll tell you some of these statistics. They're absolutely staggering, electricity statistics. Absolutely staggering. But what's next on your list?
Well, before we get into the news that you don't want to hear about, up at the top, I've got an uncategorized link called Quick, Call 911. And what this is about, we had a Facebook outage, and in Los Angeles, their 911 operators were just flooded with calls about this outage. So much so that the police department did a tweet, you know, Facebook is not a law enforcement issue. Please don't call us about it being down. We don't know when Facebook will be back up.
Wow.
So if we have people calling 911 with Facebook down, what are they going to do when there's no food and water available?
Yeah. Yeah. Talking about the cops, did you read the story about the woman who was breastfeeding her 3-month-old? And I don't have the story in front of me. I believe it was New York. And a cop told her, you know, knock it off. And she said, no. He said, indecent exposure. She said, there's nothing against the law with what I'm doing. She continued to feed her breastfeed her child. And so she was waiting for the bus. She was at the bus, sitting on the bench waiting for the bus. The bus comes. And so she starts walking toward the bus. And The cop demands that she stops. She says, "I'm not doing anything wrong." Continues. The cop grabs her. The baby falls out of her arms. Splat on the pavement. Starts bleeding. Cop is so concerned about the alleged breaking of the law of this woman that he handcuffs her, arrests her, takes her to jail. The baby dies in the hospital, away from its mother. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Absolutely out of control, cops. Out of control. What did this woman do to cause him to grab her so violently that her baby fell out of her arms? What did she do? Nothing. Did she do anything against the law? No. So what does this guy do? He gets assigned to death duty. This guy should be in jail. This cop should be in jail. Absolutely. On the same kind of bond that Shane Harger's on, $150,000 cash. That means no bail bondsman. That's what should happen to this man. And he should be in jail until he raises that amount of money. Absolutely out of control what these police are doing. And there was a shooting. There was a guy who was running away from the cops. Oh, that's no problem. Try to outrun this bullet. Boom, 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 boom. This guy gets shot multiple times in Missouri because he's running away from the cops. He didn't do anything wrong. But I'll tell you what, who wouldn't run away from the cops today? Who in their right mind would not want to run away from the cops today? The cops are out of control. You know, John, you did it. You said 911. And I say never call 911. And that's why. Never call 911. Because if you do, someone's going to jail or someone's going to get shot. Back to you.
Well, I learned a couple of interesting things this weekend. By the way, today is my father-in-law's birthday. He's turning 80. And that's, besides being a major milestone anyway, 8 years ago he was diagnosed with cancer. He had two forms, a carcinoid in his intestines and multiple myeloma. And he was stage 3 of multiple myeloma, which is the final stage. He went and saw MD Anderson, and they basically told him to go home and get his affairs in order. And fortunately, he found out about the leading center, which is in Little Rock, for multiple myeloma, and got some stem cell treatment, which is why he's still with us. But I'll get to what I discovered when we get back after the break.
John, wish your father-in-law a happy 80th for me and for the rest of the class. And I'm interested to hear what you've got to say. John Reagan. And I'll be right this USA Prepare.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, I'm here. I didn't have the return, because I didn't have the return music, I didn't know we were back on the air. So we are. John Reagan's with us. John, you were talking about your father-in-law. Happy birthday to him. He's 80 years old, and when he was 72, 8 years ago, he was diagnosed with multiple myeloma, and you were talking about stem cell research. Please continue.
Right, and that's probably the best treatment you can get in the United States. There is other types of stem cell treatment you can get in Mexico. However, our government protects us from that, or maybe should I say it protects the pharmaceutical industry and the insurance companies from doing that. But anyway, you know, we're sitting in the den, you know, family catching up on things, and Becky's sister-in-law's telling a story about how, you know, she's, you know, just walking barefoot through her house and, you know, steps on this wet spot and it's, you know, kind of warm, and she thought that, you know, the dog had had an accident, but then she realized that there was way too much volume here for that, and it was the water heater. And, you know, when these fail, it's normally, you know, the top end or bottom end, but they got a twofer, both top and bottom end. And this was an older water heater, from 1991. So, you know, got a pretty good life to that. So what should have been, you know, maybe a $300 job, getting a new water heater in there, turned into much more because the code had changed since then. So now to do what they needed to do to put in a new water heater is $1,400.
But John, seriously, I have the best water heater I could buy at the time. And it was about 8 years ago. And it comes with a lifetime warranty. That's for a lifetime for the elements, lifetime for the computer control box, lifetime for the tank, lifetime for everything, okay? And I believe an 80-gallon water heater that I bought was $399. No, it's probably $499, $500. I bought a 50-gallon unit, and it was $399. So I have two. A 50-gallon at $399, $400, and an 80-gallon at $499. How did they go? How did they? And I don't think this particular model was available. So back then, in 1991, you're looking at about maybe $175 for a water heater. How did it go from $175 to $1,400? What happened?
It's not the cost of the unit. It's the cost of upgrading the house to code.
Wait a minute, upgrading the house?
Because the code had changed.
Well, let me see, what has to be upgraded, do you know?
I don't know.
Does this thing have to be strapped to a wall that happens to be concrete, so now we've got to bring in, you know, a concrete truck and forms and rebar and a couple welders? And I mean, what do we have to do? It's unbelievable.
She didn't detail what it was. It was just that kind of summary. But then,
okay.
Her sister talked about at their church, they were having, you know, the summer Bible school, which is one of their big things, and they have an electrical unit which was on the roof of their church, had some kind of problem. So now the church, you know, has no lights, no air conditioning, and in August, that means you wouldn't want to be in there even if you could. And guess what? Since that was installed, code has changed. So instead of making a repair, whatever would have cost in time and money, now that unit has to be located on the ground and everything rewired to go to that location.
I got it. You know, John, over the weekend we were digging a trench, and Sam Bushman called me. I just happened to come back into the farmhouse from, you know, working on this trench. And he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Sam, I got to go. I'll talk to you later, but right now, you know, I'll talk to you when it starts, but I got to go." He goes, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm digging a trench." He goes, "Vinny, you're too old to do that." "What kind of trench?" I said, "320 feet long." He goes, "How much dirt is that?" And I said, "About, I don't know, 30 tons. He said, "Vinny, you're too old for that." And I go, "Well, I'm going to use a backhoe." So I was thinking about this trench and the wiring I'm going to do. And what would happen if I actually had to pay somebody to do it? To meet code? Wow. We'll talk about that when we come back. John Reagan and I.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John Reagan's with us. And John, I was sharing a story about... You're talking about this hot water heater and bringing it up to code. Well, I happen to select an area that does not have any code enforcement. Here in this little hamlet where we live in Missouri, there are no inspectors or detectors or rejectors. And so I'm digging this 320-foot trench. Now, in this trench, I'm going to put a large conduit for our generator hookup. I moved the generator from where I had it to into a freestanding garage about 100 feet from the house. And so the generator is now in there. It's a military surplus generator and hooked up an automotive exhaust system. We fabricated that so we can run this thing, and it's quiet. It's really nice. And so then I've got cable to run from that garage to the farmhouse. Then I have a conduit to run power cable, 100-amp service, out to the barn, which is, you know, another 100 feet away. And then I want to put in this water line for the cattle waterers. That's 300-and-something feet. And then this thing involves three electric sub-panels. Now, I estimated that to have an electrician come in, if we had to do permits and have a backhoe come in and do this work for me, if I just wanted to write a check for it, it'd be $6,000 to $8,000. I'm doing the whole thing for, I just added that, $485. And the reason it's $485 is I was able to buy some, there was a guy who was selling some overhead electric cable that they use temporarily, and it's like triplex, except I'm going to put this in conduit, and I'm going to be in a plastic conduit, and it's going to be working. It'll work just fine. It'll be 100-amp service to the barn. I bought that for $115 for, you know, several hundred feet of it. And so I'm able to do this very inexpensively. But as you said, you know, that I'm going to be able to run all this water line, power line, service cable, work with three sub-panels, all for, like, less than half of what it cost to have a hot water heater installed in an existing location, right? Which is crazy. These code enforcement, or these code regulations. Now, I'm going to do everything to code. There's no question about it. But I'm just not going to have it inspected because there's nobody to call to inspect. And even if there were, they'd probably know less about it than I do. So I don't want somebody coming here telling me what to do. But that sounds like the case that you're talking about, where a $175 water heater back in 1991 is now going to cost $1,400 to have everything done in order to have it meet code. That's absolutely crazy.
Now, let's take this one step further.
I was hoping you'd say that.
we've talked about, and you've also talked with other instructors on the air about, the coming energy audits, where your house is going to have to pass this audit before you can sell it. That means upgrading to what they call smart, I call spy, appliances. And just imagine what it's going to cost to upgrade your house to code when that work is done. If you're fortunate enough to have equity in your house, you probably won't have any left over by time you're done.
You know, that's a really good point. And I had that discussion with our children. I said, look, you know, we're working on this farmhouse, and we're working on the farm. Now, the plan is not to sell it. Seriously. So the plan is for you, you know, I'm talking to our children. Okay, so you know where all the stuff is buried. I'm talking about the cables, the wire, the pipe, you know, so you don't just go digging in and, you know, trash the power lines or the, you know, underground. Because we're doing everything underground because I think it's safer and not from electromagnetic radiation and so forth. So we're doing, and we have done all the plumbing, all the wiring. And we were talking about, you know, this is the kind of thing that this is kind of a legacy. Is the family, this is a family property, and we plan on staying here for a very long time. We're going to stay here as long as we can defend and hold on to it. That's the plan. But you're absolutely right. And the average person who is going to be subjected to having to meet codes because they sell a property is going to be in trouble. Now, why would somebody have to sell their property, John? I guess that would be a change of jobs, right? That would be maybe they happen to be in the city and they want to get out. You know, that part of the city has turned in from a very nice area into the combat zone. So they're going to want to get out. That's when they're going to have to do these things. So maybe the plan, John, is to get out now while the getting's good. What do you think?
I think that would be a smart thing to do.
Yeah. Okay. Just my thought. What's next?
I was thinking about talking about better pots.
Okay,
under preparedness, and this time I'm not picking on Colorado. This is an air pot that's made out of recycled plastic, and I am really kind of excited about this because I am renting where I'm at. So even if I got permission, I wouldn't want to go to the effort and expense of putting in a raised bed garden.
Mm-hmm.
But these pots look like I can get the same results and even be able to take them with me. And they've got a picture in there. There is a carrot that would choke Bugs Bunny.
Really?
I mean, you know, it's like a lot of juicing recipes, you know, use two carrots. You'd have to use part of this carrot. It is so huge. Looks like one of Len Pence's.
You know, I saw Len Pence over the weekend. I drove out to his farm. Mr. Spinelli and I went out there, and he was able to bring in some concrete blocks for me. He found 340 concrete blocks, commercial concrete blocks, that I'm going to build a raised bed garden right off the veranda, really close. Going to fence it in with this with these cattle panels, which are about 52 inches high. They're really heavy wire. Just piled in some steel fence posts. It was a green fence post, pound them in, attach that to these cattle panels, which are 16 feet long, and put that around the raised bed garden. So the raised bed garden is going to be concrete blocks, 4 foot inside diameter. We can make it as long as we want, and the concrete blocks just stack dry, too high, two blocks high, 4 feet inside diameter, 12 feet long, 20 feet long, 28 feet long, whatever you want to make. You can make them into L's, you can make them into just rectangles, whatever you want, and you can reach any part of the garden from either side because it's only 4 feet wide. Great way to go, and he really grows fabulous products. He really does. So, by the way, you get a chance to meet him at the expo this weekend if you'd like. He'll be there. I invited him. He said he's going to be there. So I got these 340 concrete blocks. I'm all excited. $1.50 a piece. Can you imagine? These are commercial grade concrete blocks. They look like the exterior of Walmart, you know, that textured block. They're really nice. They're decorative blocks. So we're going to set them up so they have the textured side out, kind of match the stone farmhouse. Back to you.
Yeah, and these pots allow the roots to breathe, and apparently the plants just really love that.
That sounds like the plan. It really does. Loose soil, the roots can penetrate it, some breathing in there, well-drained. So it sounds like the plastic is not just a real thin plastic. It sounds like it's a heavier plastic, right?
They show a picture where they've got trees planted in this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they've got these really large pots for commercial growers. They have smaller ones for home gardening uses.
John, the last time you were at the farm, did you see those big pots that we have on the veranda? They're like the size of a hula hoop.
I believe so.
Yeah, is that what you're talking about? The ones that we got are from cattle supplements. They feed cattle protein supplements in the winter, and these are I'd say 20 gallons, maybe 30 gallons in size. So yeah, you could, and we put one tomato plant in each one, and they just grow like crazy. Sounds good. What's next?
Also under preparedness, I've got planning for a bad bite.
Mm.
And this is about how there's another, I don't know if you'd call it a disease or not, but a tick-borne pathogen that can cause you to become allergic to red meat.
Wow.
So one bite, which... you know, with ticks, that's very easy to happen to you.
Right.
And, you know, you go and, you know, whether it's eating a hamburger or a steak, you end up in the hospital and you don't understand why. You know, you've been eating this all your life. You don't have an allergic reaction to it. But what's happened is there's a sugar that gets transmitted in this bite, and your body sends out antibodies for this, and it just so happens that it's the same type of stuff that you get from eating stuff like beef, pork, venison, rabbit, and even some dairy products. So when you're planning for what you're going to eat, once the poop hits the props, you might need to think about alternatives in case you get this tick bite that could possibly eliminate your ability to eat those products for the rest of your life. And even if you do get over it, you run the risk of being bitten again. And this is not only in the United States. It's also been found in Australia, Europe, and Asia.
John, do you think this is a bioweapon?
It's so hard to say. I mean, you look at something like Lyme disease,
right?
And I really believe that's a bioweapon. In essence, I'd call it weaponized syphilis. It's the same type of organism. And one interesting thing I learned, I did get a chance to see my favorite doctor down here, Dr. Tennant. He had a seminar recently, and he talked about, I don't know if it was him or another doctor, had taken a blood sample. You know, put the blood on the slide, and got interrupted and had to put it down. And when he come back and put the slide on, looked at it, whatever the pathogen is, that's the Lyme, had come out of the red blood cells. So if he'd looked at it when it was fresh, he wouldn't have seen that. So you can be carrying Lyme, have the blood looked at under a microscope, and not be found.
So we come back, take a minute or two, and talk about someone I know who contracted Lyme's disease. Absolutely devastating. We'll talk about that when we come back. John Reagan, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. I'm Vin Finelli. And riveting broadcast, John. This is really good stuff. I suggest, class, that you share this with friends and family. We'll be right back.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze-Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The giant factory-authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, I just want to thank John Reagan for being with us today. You know, John got a call, and I said, hey, John, you might have to do this by yourself. I don't know. And he didn't flinch. He didn't flinch with almost no notice, about a half hour's notice. And we decided that we would try this on the telephone. Justin agreed. And so I want to thank Justin for engineering the broadcast today. It's, you know, the quality of the audio is down, I know. But I just stuck my head in the studio. In Studio A, the acid vapors are substantially reduced. I think in a couple hours I'll be able to get in there. I've got a fan exhausting it right now, so I think in a couple hours I can get in there and clean it up, and I think we'll be on the air in Studio A tomorrow. But we are not using these batteries, that is for sure. John, I'd like to mention we've got a meetup tonight, Jimmy's Egg, 4:45. We're going to be talking about veterinary medicine. For sure, Dr. Lou may be coming with us to join us via a seminar, teleseminar about human medicine. So for sure, it's going to be veterinary medicine with Aaron Dakins, and possibly Dr. Lou from California will be joining us with human medicine. So that's 4:45 to 8 tonight, Jimmy's Egg. Information is on the website. Lyme's disease. John, I know a lady. She was 30 years old at the time, got bitten by a tick on the East Coast, contracted Lyme's disease. Now, this gal was physically fit. She was a physical fitness trainer. I mean, she was really, really healthy. And after getting Lyme's disease, she would forget how to do the routine things, like she would go shopping and forget how to get home. She would forget how to drive her car. She would fall down the stairs without warning. I mean, it was absolutely devastating. So this Lyme's disease is serious business, and she ultimately was treated by an expert. She was on an antibiotic IV drip. She walked around with this thing for months, and she finally stopped it. I mean, stopped the Lyme's disease. But it was no picnic. So what you're saying is really serious. Planning for that bad bite is serious business. So one thing you can do, class, is if there are ticks in your area, obviously you'd want to consider having chickens. And we have a small army of chickens that's on patrol 24/7 unless they're sleeping here at the farm, and they're eating bugs of every kind, and they've got the population of ticks way down. Back to you.
Well, I've got over 20 items in financial, employment, and spy tech. I don't think we're going to get to those today. It's probably another 3 or 4 hours. But
right, let's
see if we can cover.
You want to do it tomorrow?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's get to the number one under employment, that new employee.
Okay.
And it shows a picture from China of a robot waiter carrying a tray of food out.
Mm.
And each robot costs about $6,500, speaks 40 sentences. Underneath that is a picture from apparently it's a McDonald's proof of concept store that they have near their headquarters, where it's got the Mac cashier with the kiosk where you do your order and pay without having to pay a minimum wage person or a $15 an hour person. So, you know, they can strike for $15 an hour if they want, but these are the new employees to replace them.
Well, John, you know, there's nothing new with that. Back in the 1980s, we had the same problem at the bank. And, you know, the young employees decided that Friday would be, you know, a good addition to their weekend. So they would call in sick on Friday, and they would call in sick on Monday. So some took Friday, Saturday, Sunday as the weekend. Others took Saturday, Sunday, Monday as their weekend. And those were, you know, the Fridays and the Mondays were our biggest call-in volume days. People wanted to know about their account balances and so forth. So the bank asked me what to do. They said, "Benny, what do you think we should do?" And I said, "Well, you know, well, you want to hire more people. Obviously, you wouldn't be talking to me about that." So they wanted me to build some technology to solve this problem. And I did that. I replaced well over 100 people, well over 100 people in this one area of the bank with robots. And that's press one for this, press two for that, back in the early 1980s. Seriously. So, you know, when you go on strike and you cause problems for the employers, they figure out ways of replacing it. Okay, John, I guess that's it for today. Thanks so much for being with us, John Reagan, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. I'm Vin Finelli. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.